Some American forces on the biggest US base in the Middle East warned to be ready to evacuate. And late today, Iran closing its airspace amid soaring tensions. Just 24 hours ago, President Trump warning Iran the US would take very strong action if they started executing jailed protesters. Late today, the president saying they've now heard from sources that Iran is holding off on the killings.
They've said the killing has stopped and the executions won't take place. There were supposed to be a lot of executions today.
The president signaling military action against Iran is on hold, at least for now.
We're going to watch and see what the process is, but we were given a very good statement by people that are aware of what's going on. We were just told no executions. I hope that's true. That's a big thing.
But on the ground in Iran, this is the terror ordinary Iranians have faced for almost 3 weeks. Security forces storming a hospital in Ilam, hunting for injured protesters, seen in video circulating online. More than 2,600 people, unarmed civilians, have been ruthlessly killed, according to human rights activists. And publicly today, the regime suggesting it isn't backing down. State TV showing the head of the judiciary appearing to urge fast trials and executions of protesters. 26-year-old Irfan Soltani was one of those set to be executed today, according to his family. He's one of more than 18,000 arrested. Speaking to ABC News, his cousin Samaya saying Irfan always spoke about Iran's freedom. He always felt he should not stay silent, she says. He should stand among the people. Late today, his family telling ABC News they've just heard he wasn't executed today. But so far, they haven't been allowed to see him.